Hey, hey. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, nigga. Let's get this fucking money.
Yo, can I say something?
Right.
We talk over our intros.
Yeah. Right. Our boy right here. Go ahead.
Yo, Fresh Prince of the World. I appreciate Wakey Bakey Podcast having me on. Straight DJ from the block. You go check out me. I'm up on YouTube, on IG. Go check me out. Doing a bunch of things from cannabis content to my own podcast that I have with my brother, Tough Block Podcast. Go tap in with your boy real quick.
That's what we do. We got the OGs right here in the guest show. The gurus of the shit, you know. Setting off the alarms in this mug.
Already. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wakey Bakey Podcast. Episode 9. Yeah. That's where we at. Over here on the east side, chilling in my studio. Got my boy DJ up here, as he said.
Whoop, whoop.
Smoking these big old fat motherfuckers right here. Ooh, wee.
Show them what we did. We got the Roz, homie. Roz was just, you know, special guest. Right there, homie.
Oh,
show them up.
My.
Look at that bad boy.
What else you dropping there, Mario?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
AK-47. That's right.
See, we dropped some hash. AK-47, some of that good stuff.
Oh, my. Look at you, like you're like an air director. Traffic control. For the joints.
We got the little Bounty ones, too. Shout out to Bounty, really good.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
The boy Nando.
The boy. Check it out here. You take a hit of the Bounty.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's smoking
that good,
up.
That's that good fucking grapefruit taste.
That's that right good there. Shit. So everybody go get your joints, blunts, bongs, whatever, and let's get high. Yep. Let's do it.
Ooh, wee.
Damn, that tropical train wreck test. Delicious.
You hell like yeah. That? That is good.
And then we're smoking on that white label infused. Which one is it? The honey toasty.
Is it the honey toast?
Yeah.
Sure is.
Man, where you get toasty?
Sorry,
to shit. Look at this motherfucker over here. Already getting fucking crazy.
I'm already high. Fuck, this shit is good, homie.
He's Super Mario, bro. He always got to add a little shine to it. You know it, homie?
This motherfucker is bad. I mean, look, I think that's where the AK-47 is burning. Yo. That shit is smoking good.
Hit that one.
Yep, okay. So how you guys doing tonight? How you guys, everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing fucking great if I can fucking stop coughing. Oh, it's already starting. You got that fucking the little hash rocks in there.
Yep. What about you, my OG friend DJ? How you doing today, boss?
I'm doing well, bro. Well, man. I appreciate y'all having me on here.
There's no problem, brother.
I've been trying to tell these two for a long time, man, that they should have done some type of content like this. Super Mario in the building. What's he already up? Had his own catchphrase.
You already know. You know, learning from the best right here. You know what I mean? He's our inspiration and everything. You know what I mean? So that's why we're bringing him here with us. And that way you can show where we get it and all from. You know what I mean? So hell
hey,
yeah.
Another thing I want to know real quick.
Mm-hmm. What's up, bro?
With this, can you do the mouth circles?
Oh,
it's all about the mouth circles.
Nah, man. I ain't
mouth circles.
Nah, I ain't fancy like that.
It just came to mind. I don't know why. You know,
you got to check in with my OnlyFans for those. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? You got to pay a little extra to see those.
Is that the satin DJ?
Maybe you can do the waterfall. Maybe the waterfall.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that tastes real good too.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hell yeah, that tastes real nice.
So now that y'all already started up on this road, we're podcasting and everything. How has it been for y'all? Like, how's y'all experience? How do y'all view it now? Because a lot of people don't understand podcasting. It takes a lot to fucking start up. Just the idea of it and to make sure your flow is right and make sure your conversation to keep going. And you know what I mean?
It took a good fucking 2 months before we ever even started probably filming this that I started doing shit.
Right.
Easy, because I know everybody was probably thinking, oh, them motherfuckers ain't gonna do that shit. They're talking about it, but they ain't gonna do it. It takes a long time to fucking get everything, and then 100%. Like to make sure I had all the gear, because I already had a lot of it, but
100%.
That I needed a mixer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this whole thing got started. I told him, okay, fuck it, we're ready to do a podcast.
You're right,
because I was gonna do it with the computer and everything. Mm-hmm. But it just doesn't
takes way too long.
It's too much
Yeah,
it's too much shit.
100%.
The mics and everything I already had. It was just getting that main component right there. Because with this right here, you can even call. You can plug that in to your phone. And you can have people call in.
Nice.
So if you can't get somebody here for an interview, we can always have people call in.
Right.
You're still on the show.
100%. You know? 100%. That's what we do for our first episode.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was like our second episode. My boy, Too Strong Taylor. Shout out to my boy, Too Strong.
Shout out.
He's a heavyweight MMA fighter in North Carolina, but he couldn't come to Vegas. So we did the same thing where he had to call in. It's cool, dope, man, because you're able to bring on a lot more guests. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like y'all go the I world. Heard earlier.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Later on in the future, hopefully, you know, we get there someday, our dream or, you know, everybody's, you know.
Yeah, Mario wants people to be able to call in on the show.
You know what I mean? That's
his big thing.
Yeah, you know, that's my big thing. I want to be able to talk to people on the show. Hey, next caller, boom. And hey, where you from? Oh, North Carolina. You know what I mean?
but that's the California radio king in them, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All the California DJs.
Think about this. It goes back to the fucking vibe. When you used to have in like the 80s especially,
right.
I know about this because I'm older than both of you guys, but the big thing was people had fucking call-in talk shows.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're a musician, that's how you fucking got your shit out. That's how you got the word out, you know?
On the radios.
Of what you were doing. You went on those shows and you went on the radio. Yep. Those were your two fucking avenues, and they were always people calling in. It's a great fucking concept.
100%.
People always watch that because you get all sorts of fucking jackasses calling in. That's what's badass about it.
That's what is funny, you know. I mean, you get all kinds of people, you know, from everywhere. So that's what we kind of do. You know, we're trying to spread out everywhere. You know, hopefully, if you guys let us and we can, you know, then, you know, hopefully someday, you know.
And it's crazy, too, because you mentioned back then you had to go to a radio station. But nowadays, because
radio stations in your house.
Exactly. Right. Look, it's exactly. All in your hands.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so you have now the right you tools. Create it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, look at the boy, those Paul brothers.
Oh, okay.
Just the guy who's fighting now?
Yeah. Just off of clout, they're able to fight the best fighter of boxing of all time.
Right.
Mayweather. Just by starting up on media.
That's
like,
right.
A lot of people can hate all they want.
Yeah.
But for me, like, hey, that's a hustle. You know what I'm saying? You can't hate the man on their hustle because you would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Hopefully someday, you know, we could be able to call us YouTubers. Mm-hmm. You know?
And you never know, man. Like, that feeds his family for generations. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Just making moves like that. Like, it's crazy, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, if that was his dream, like I tell you, everybody's dream, try to live it. You know, you only got one life to live. So let's live in it and then, you know, let's do our dreams, man. You know, fuck it. Do it.
Oh shit!
Hell yeah! You know.
So what is y'all So what's y'all goal with this podcast? What y'all trying to do with it?
Just fucking have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
I mean, smoke it's weed. Badass. We all fucking sit here and smoke weed and fucking.
And it,
we talk had, about whatever.
Yeah, talk about whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, it was never really much. It was always what's this podcast going to be about?
Unless
weed. That was the fucking answer at the end of the day between me and this motherfucker,
fucking,
you know?
Smoking weed.
And I mean, like, we're in the fucking perfect industry for this, so.
You know.
It makes it fucking badass as far as, like, guests and shit, like having you on here.
You know, and then don't get me wrong, we could talk about, like, right now we were smoking the GG4 Bam Bam, you know, we're doing that one, the one, you know, you got, the one, your personal, you know, what was that one?
That's the Gelato 33.
See, perfect. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You know, we just talk about weed different. We, you know, we had the hash, you know what I mean? We had the Bounty. So at the end of the day, you know, just smoking weed. And then, you know, later we could talk about, you know, all the good stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's fuck it, get high and just talk
bullshit.
Shit. Fuck bullshit, you know? Talk about the stuff maybe that's going on in the city
the
or whatever.
World,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, the city. World.
Fuck it, you know?
That's one thing that I wanted y'all to do, too, when I was talking to y'all. Is like, yeah, of course, let it be about weed. But let y'all shine.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's going to make this podcast. That's what's going to make it hilarious. Is because y'all two naturally are hilarious separately. But then y'all together.
We got a good click together.
Y'all together are fucking peanut butter and jelly, bro. Like,
peanut butter and jelly time.
Like, these are the same ignorant shit.
100%. 100%.
I'm sorry.
That's true. That's what makes this podcast work. If you listen to a lot of other podcasts, like, sometimes, like, you could tell that the host and the guest don't get along, or you could tell the vibe is off, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that's cool, like, if you want to put out that clout type of energy for people to tune into, but me, I like the genuine.
No, yeah.
You right. know what I'm saying? I like y'all.
A little bit of comedy, right?
You know what I'm saying? 100%.
Yeah, we love to laugh. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, fucking laugh. You know? Yeah. That's, you know, hell yeah.
Yeah, we all live crazy ass lives. Like, exactly. Fucking COVID just happened, you know? Yep, this COVID is where you happened. Let it release.
Yep, exactly.
Pretty much.
All right.
Yep, I got my most shot. Definitely. Just so you guys know, just so you know.
This fucking guy. Speaking of which.
Yo, if you have a brand, just sponsor this man, bro. That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? You tuning in and you got a brand, bro. Super Mario, this is your man.
I got you.
All right, the best of the best, yes, baby.
You already know. Huh?
I fucking love it.
That's hilarious. Oh, yeah, that's some good shit right there, Z. Hell yeah, that's some good.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah, those infused ones are nice. And then we did our own infused, see? So, yeah, you could do whatever you want nowadays.
So, what inspired y'all to get into podcasting? Like, did y'all like watch a podcast or listen into a podcast and it was like, man, I want to do that shit? Or
no, you know what it was?
How'd it go?
When I started working at the fucking Woo with this crazy motherfucker and Christian, shout out to Christian.
Hey, shout out to Chris.
Woo woo.
Whenever fucking the three of us were always together,
yeah.
We'd go over to his house afterwards and fucking. It was just like, God damn, man, that'd be fucking hilarious. And I was already thinking about it for a couple of years. Even when I was in Texas, I was thinking about doing it.
That's what's up.
It's been on the back burner.
Yeah.
Since probably about 2015. I've wanted to do something like this. I just didn't know in what format then. It was for probably sure. going to be music.
All right. Yeah. Right.
I was going to, I'm still debating.
Bro, you got to have jam sessions.
Yeah, so Eddie, as a matter of fact, show them what's up. Eddie, that means perfect timing. Show them your music right now. Go ahead, go to music.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, we'll go ahead.
Yeah, watch it. Ooh, ready? Yeah, big dog. That's all Eddie right there, my G. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was perfect timing. That was very nice.
Yo, you know what it is. Your boy, Fresh Prince of the World, Wakey Bakey Podcast, Super Mario, Eddie, and Monday.
What's up? Smoking that good shit. Look at your weed. Hell yeah. Loud in my That is good. Damn, Eddie, calm. Damn, Eddie, drink some water. Remember, that stay hydrated.
That baseline go crazy.
Nice, hell yeah. Remember, everybody stay hydrated out here in the Vegas streets. Yeah, because you hear somebody pass out right down the corner, right?
Ooh.
You guys didn't hear about that?
I'm going to pass out right here on the corner.
So, the other day, there was, I don't want to cook, but there was an ambulance and everything, and I guess because some guy was walking by and said that he saw some guy like on by the light cone, like by the light where he pushed the button, the crosswalk. I guess he was just laying there. Then on his way back, the ambulance was there, and I guess he had a heat stroke.
Damn.
Died, man.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Came back and told us at work and shit like. Oh, so you know everybody drink water, stay hydrated out there, man.
That's rough.
That is rough, man. You know.
R.I.P.
That's real rough, cause at the end of the day, at the end of the day, that sucks, you know, cause you know anywhere right now in town in Vegas, you go in and they should be, you know, you get water.
Yeah.
You know, just walk into any 7-Eleven, say, okay, boom, and get a glass of water. You know, fuck it.
Yeah, like, especially yeah, this heat, bro, hitting like 119 or 120.
Just real quick, guys.
For sure.
Keep it going for me.
Yeah,
of course. Hell yeah, we got you. Yeah, it's real hot out here.
Damn, bro, you really brought down the energy, bro, with the info. God damn,
Nah, hell yeah, that's some good shit. I'm sure, yeah. So how you doing today? Good, good. Everybody's good, huh? Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, which one is that one?
This. Yep, there it is.
Oh, look at you.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Look at you. You know what's up, homie?
Yeah.
You're gonna have your own fucking, hell yeah.
Hey, bro, So tell the people, bro. So where are you originally from? Like who's Super Mario? Like who are you, bro?
I'm blasting. I don't know. That's cool. Hell yeah.
Like the audience cool, gotta
yeah.
know.
Hell
know,
yeah. Nah, I'm originally from San Diego, California. You know. Graduated from San Diego High. You know. Came out here when I was like, I think 21. No, yeah, I came out when I was like 21. So that was a couple years ago. A long time ago. And just been working construction in the kitchen and got in the industry. But all my life, we did our things and shit, you know. Had the salesmanship all through growing up. So, you know, I love selling weed back in the day. And now I do it legally, you know. So, it's cool. Hell yeah, man.
That's what's up, bro. So what made you want to start a podcast? We asked Eddie, what made you want to start a podcast?
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? So like Eddie said, like we were working together, and then like everybody was like, man, you guys are funny, you know what I mean? So he mentioned to me, we would come right here, like I said, we would go to my pad, we'd kick it, or we'd come to his house every night and just chill right here and just bullshit. And then, yeah, even his wife, his old lady, was like, yeah, man, you know, you guys are funny, I'll overhear you guys, and you guys, you know, so... I was like, Eddie, well, if you're down here, you got it, you know, do it. So through COVID, you know, like I said, he got all his stuff, and, you know, so we tried it. We started in his garage, and, like, we're right here. So, you know, like I said, hopefully with everybody's love and support, you know, we go and keep making it, and, you know, hopefully, and see what happens from there. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, and then you're our inspiration, too, you know?
Nah, bro.
Hell yeah.
Nah,
I like all your shows, too. I like, you know, hell yeah. That's why we got to bring you on here, too. That way, you know, podcast, you know, we all hook up, you know, we all show love. Hell yeah.
Collaboration all day, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing, too, like... That I love, like, I tune into Joe Rogan all the time.
Okay.
Like, that was my inspiration. That's what got me into podcasting was, cool. Like, Joe Rogan. Now, I used to tune into, like, the Fighting the Kid podcast, now All the Smoke.
Okay.
But, goddamn, dog, I'm high as fuck.
That's some good shit.
Fuck.
No, yeah, hell yeah.
But, nah, but that's why I started getting a podcast. My brother was, same thing. He's the one that actually got me into podcasting.
Right, cool.
So you know what I'm saying? So we wanted to start a whole media team, dog. We didn't want to just do podcasting. Okay. We wanted to do like skits and hella more shit.
That's you know good, what I'm saying? Yeah,
just because if you see how me and few are, bro.
Yeah,
like we be flaming motherfuckers,
yeah,
bro.
See,
we
that's
can
good.
Roast.
I, was about
dog,
to that.
You know
I would love
saying?
To do that shit too. Hell yeah, you know some roasting. Like, hell yeah, like fucking, yeah, some roasting. I love it. Like your mama jokes and all that shit,
you
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love how you guys do it. See, that's the whole reason why, you know, everybody tells us about me and Eddie because, you know, everybody saw how me and Eddie fucked around. And like I said, you know, in order, you know, we worked in the kitchen. I said, you know, like, I know, you know, some people don't like it. You know, for example, you know, he'll go and like football,
cool
that is, you know,
right now,
I'll go
sure.
And I'll slap his ass and he'll go and he'll grab my head and give me a hug. And, you know, so everybody goes, oh, my God. So you guys have, you know, just like you and Few, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, everybody's camaraderie in a good way, you know, because only other people that I can do that is like in the kitchen, you know, in the kitchen, they do that. And the construction is really, that's why it's if you can dish it and hold it, man, you're the best person in the world. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right.
Everybody can play with you and love you at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And
that's
it's all
right.
Fun and games.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, 100%. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm down to do that too. You know, you know, as a matter of fact, we're going to do that next episode or later. We're going to do roasting. We're going to roast each other.
Yeah, bro.
Eddie's fat ass. We're talking about his dreads and
shit.
Or my fat ass too. My bald ass. Or, you know,
I could go for days at this.
Oh, hey, no. Eddie, this is the king right here. This is just this. You and Few. What? You and Few. Shout out to Few. You are boy, homie.
Imagine, right?
I'm going to let the roasting speak for itself when we have the episode.
Oh, my God. I love it. You guys stay tuned for that one. Yeah, you're right. Shout out to Few because you're right. You guys, man, I love it. You guys are tight. Hell yeah,
guys, I had to jump out of that real quick right there. They got me on crazy blood pressure medicine. When you got to piss,
you gotta
go, fucking
bro.
Piss.
No, hey, no, that's why we say that's why we put it
I'm
out all, for you. Spark
I'm,
it up.
I'm the fucking old man now.
Or you want to spark up or another infuse?
God damn. Don't that suck? Makes me feel bad just fucking saying that.
Nah, man, it happens, bro. That's the stage of life, bro.
How
you feeling, though, now, bro? Ever since the heart attack and everything.
So I went to the doctor. And he was telling me some crazy shit. Like, it's bad news, but it's not bad news. I don't have to go have surgery.
Hey, that's good.
That's a plus.
Hell yeah, 100%.
But I ain't going to get rid of my problem, probably.
I'm going to
be on medicine the rest of my life. Sucks ass. And, like, the blood pressure medicine, like, fucking, I don't know. It's crazy because they've been changing it here on me. And, like, when I smoke now, fucking, I get mad fucked up quick. Whereas before, we were smoking, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Shit, now, like, I'm high as fuck right now. Like, I am fucking insanely baked right now. Like,
and
you know that, like, oh, God, I'm
too
fucking
stoned. You can't even open the wrapper.
I can't
even
I'm sitting over here just fucking...
Here, you need help? Message to me. I'll help you out.
Oh, man, it's fucking bad. Yeah. Like, that's what that fucking medicine does to you.
Come
though,
on,
you
Dr.
Know?
Evil, I'm Mini-Me. Here, I'll help you.
Okay. Mini-Me, do your job.
There you go. Yeah, let me open it
handle
for you.
Handle that fucking light work. It's
there you go.
Fucking stressed out.
Spark the little bad boy out for you. Okay. Now, that one is... The Rainbow Runts. Hell yeah, white label infused, really, really good.
What's
nice.
Up with Runts? What's up with that brand? Why is everybody always talking about Runts?
Yeah, why is
that? I don't
that?
Know shit about Runts.
It's
why?
Been, yeah, let us
I'm
know.
I'm a bud tender, and I don't know shit about Runts. Is that bad?
No,
it's
all
right.
No, that's more of a California brand. Yep. That was
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
We don't even really have that out here, but now I guess we do, because it's popping up everywhere. I see these... it's different whole, people well, I
California,
smoke with.
California weed goes everywhere, bro.
Well, of course it does.
Just because it's going to be a lot better than what we have
you
here.
You used to go to Texas all the time whenever,
right. Yeah.
Whenever I was there. Right. So I was slanging that shit in West Texas.
Right.
That good medical Cali.
Right.
Good shit. Right. That's what I said. That's what I used to do back in the days. That TJ Mexican weed. You know, I was right there by San Diego. Ooh, that
yeah,
brick shit.
You get that good shit.
The brick shit.
That's the Oaxaca shit right
that's
there.
That's Oaxaca grown.
That was a brick, right, and then I would put like some tortillas and then some like lemon peels in there and leave it in the sun, and then when I would go back, it'd be like fucking pretend no fluffy.